Welcome to 365 Days of Astronomy podcast with Kellyanne Shepherd.
You are about to listen to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
What do they talk about?
Astronomy, you know, stuff that's far away.
How far?
How far? Well, this stuff is far, it's really far. This stuff is far, far, far away. We're talking far, like uber far. You can't get there by car today. It's super duper crazy far, but not just pulsars, quasars, and stars. We mean it's far, 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 far. If there's a doubt, listen to a shout. This stuff is far. The IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
In a galaxy far, far away, and a long time ago, how long ago? Oh, about 13.1 billion years ago, at least, according to European astronomers' calculations of a small smudge of light from a Hubble Space Telescope photo released earlier this year. Of course, by now that galaxy is so ancient, it probably does not exist, and the form seen has merged with other bigger neighbors.
How did the astronomers figure out the age of this galaxy?
They calculated the age by observing the light signature of cooling hydrogen gas. They used a telescope in Chile and observed for 16 hours. Matthew Lennart of the Paris Observatory says, because it takes so long for the light to travel such a fast time and distance, astronomers are seeing what the galaxy looked like when it was quite young, maybe even as young as 100 million years. It has very little of the carbon or metal that we see in more mature stars and is full of young, blue, massive stars.
This is so cool, but how would a galaxy like this one or even our own Milky Way form?
Well, there are two main theories that explain how galaxies form. The first one states that small groups of stars, tens of thousands to a few million, form, and the galaxy clusters formed as the groups of stars move closer together. The theory states that the large galaxy clusters formed first and the star clusters formed within afterward. Either way, as matter came together, the areas began to spin and grow and eventually became galaxies.
So do all galaxies look the same?
Absolutely not. That would be so boring. Although galaxies are made up of similar matter, they vary in size and shape. In fact, in 1925, Edwin Hubble classified galaxies as elliptical, spiral, and barred spiral, and classified them along a tuning fork scheme. He placed elliptical on the fork's handle, spiral along one prong, and barred spirals, which are more propeller-shaped than regular spirals, along the other. Hubble believed that galaxies evolved over time, so he placed them on a linear plane. He placed elliptical galaxies on the left, thinking they would eventually become spirals. Of course, since elliptical galaxies have almost no rotation and spirals spin like crazy, it would be impossible for an elliptical to become a spiral.
I'm guessing since NASA named such a vital research tool as the Hubble Space Telescope after him, Hubble must have gotten something right.
Yes, even though his scheme was not correct from an evolutionary standpoint, his classifications are still used. His scheme has grown over time, and the modern version still adheres to its linear sequence. Today, however, four broad categories are recognized: spiral, elliptical, lenticular, and irregular.
If I were to take a peek at each type of galaxy, what would I see?
You would see that a spiral galaxy has three main parts: the nucleus, or bulge, the disk, and the halo. The bulge is mostly old red stars, the disk, where new stars are born. It is made up of a pinewheel-shaped arms containing large amounts of gas and dust, and the halo contains only old stars. The gas, dust, and stars rotate like a hurricane around the center, usually at hundreds of kilometers a second.
Wow, that's fast.
Yes, it is, and at about 77% of the galaxies, including where we live, the Milky Way, are spiral galaxies. When you look at an elliptical galaxy, you would see something that resembles a cloud of stars, ranging in shape from an almost perfect sphere, two long, flattened-looking ovals. Unlike spirals, ellipticals contain very little or no gas and dust, making new stars' formation nearly impossible. When viewing the stars in an elliptical galaxy, it looks like a swarm of bees, since they have no pattern or orderly rotation. Lenticular galaxies, or armless spiral galaxies, are tapered, lens-shaped systems. They generally contain older stars and very little dust and gas. They act as a bridge between spiral galaxies and the most flattened ellipticals.
So that only leaves irregular galaxies. Can I assume they get their name because they have no common features among them?
That is correct. Congratulations. These galaxies tend to be smaller, circular in shape, but without any distinct pattern of stars or regular orbit of stars and gas. They also have no definite shape or structure and contain many very hot new stars, large amounts of gas and dust, and active regions of star formations. Their irregular shape may come from colliding with nearby galaxies. While irregular galaxies make up only about 3% of today's galaxies, observations indicate they were more common in the early universe.
Galaxies are so fascinating.
They certainly are, and by studying them, astronomers have a way to measure the size and age of the universe and how it has changed throughout time.
Thank you so much, Kellyanne, for being with us today. Oh, and by the way, does that new galaxy you mentioned at the beginning have a name?
No, just a series of letters and numbers, but Leonard and his colleagues call it the High Red Shift Blob.
Love it!
That is all from 365 Days of Astronomy.